Track 7, The Powerhouse 3. The previous track talked about learned helplessness. As I review The Powerhouse 3 mentioned at the end of Track 6, think of a battered client you are treating and where she is regarding implementation of this primal behavior modification genre. Helplessness Powerhouse Stage 1 is acquiring. Acquiring information about what will happen. Marianne stated, when Matt came home, he got angry because the rice was cold, so he flipped rice into my face. Now, the first thing I do when he walks through the door is look at his face to see what kind of mood he's in, thus acquiring information. Helplessness Powerhouse Stage 2 is thinking. This refers to thinking about what will happen, Marianne stated. But after he flipped rice in my face, I couldn't stop replaying this humiliating event in my mind over and over again. Even though no one else was there to see it, I knew it happened. Thus, Marianne was thinking and rethinking the incident. In addition to acquiring information and thinking, Helplessness Powerhouse Stage 3 is new behavior towards what happened. Marianne stated, I started keeping a small notebook of the amount of time it takes to microwave each food so they would be the right temperature when Matt got home. Marianne felt helpless to control Matt's tantrums, even though she was trying this new behavior. As you are aware, once a battered woman believes that she cannot control what happens, it is hard for her to believe that she can ever influence the battering. A failure expectancy, as mentioned on the previous track, is created. This failure expectancy becomes fertile soil for the growth of the idea that she must not attempt to free herself from the abuse. After Marianne had had enough one day, she stated, I picked up a hammer in self-defense. Matt got nuts when he saw the hammer. I ended up losing 2 teeth, had a broken arm, and 3 broken ribs. Marianne thought that simply picking up the hammer was success, but the resulting beating only reinforced her failure expectancy. How do you change your, Marianne's, failure expectancy? As you know, failure expectancy is the core of the psyche as to why women stay. Building a battered woman's self-esteem and confidence is essential in changing her failure expectancy, as you know. With Marianne, I felt she might benefit by being taught to understand what success is, to raise her motivation and aspiration levels, and to be able to initiate new and effective responses to control her life. As you know, battered women have a hard time being aware of and giving credit to their own feelings. To better help Marianne understand her feeling of helplessness, I use the symptom discovery method. Here's how symptom discovery works. I explain to Marianne that it is helpful to look for physical signs as indicators of her feelings. As the abuse continued, a clear pattern of symptoms and feelings emerged. First, I asked Marianne to list 3 physical signs of her specific feelings. As you listen to these behaviors, think of which ones you have seen in your Marianne and how her underlying depression and helplessness has surfaced. Behavior number 1, constant state of being tired. When Marianne complained of always feeling tired, it often pointed to feelings of her sadness and depression. Marianne stated, "After I talk or think about the beatings I have gotten from Matt, oftentimes I immediately feel like I really need to take a nap." Behavior number 2, snapping at the children for no apparent reason. Do you agree that when battered women punish their children without reason, this overpunishment may often show that they feel underappreciated? It can also point to resentment at the good times of others, feeling resentful as she sees her children playing happily in the corner. Behavior number 3, excessive or restrained eating. As you are aware, battered women often exhibit the symptoms of depression by compensating for loneliness or lack of affection with extreme eating patterns. Marianne stated, "When I begin to feel alone, I will eat anything sweet that I can find in the house." Through the symptom discovery method, Marianne was able to better understand her own feelings and why these feelings emerged. This track discusses the Powerhouse 3 of learned helplessness, as well as 3 behaviors in the symptom discovery method. Do you consider this information important enough to replay this track? If you plan to replay this track later, what do you think about writing yourself a note in your planner? In the next track, we will look at 6 building blocks in the battered woman's pyramid of self-hate. Question number 7. What are the Powerhouse 3 of learned helplessness that results in failure expectancy?